Hey there, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. So for today, I wanted to go over some recovery tips that I have been using for my life that you might be able to incorporate into your workouts and your life. I'm going to do both the physical and the spiritual side of recovery. So if that interests you at all, I will be also doing a short blog post on it, and I will link that in the description. But I just really felt like this was a topic I really wanted to cover with you guys, because I like, that is my most favorite thing to do, is see how fast I can recover and how efficient I can be. So this is talking about hard workouts, so like long runs or speed workouts, or if you just had an argument with somebody, or you just went through a big mission trip or a mission moment, or you really had a big breakthrough. These recovery tips will help with either one of those. You can kind of integrate them and figure out which one works for you, because each one of us are different. We each have different bodies, we each have different backgrounds, personalities, so some of them may not work for you, some of them may. So just kind of pick them out, play with them, see what happens. But some of them, I think, can apply to everybody just because they're scriptural and God talks about them a lot. So without further ado, let's get right into the episode. So other than handling injuries in my life, my second most favorite thing to work on is getting an efficient and quick recovery. Of course, I am a slow runner and I am slow and more methodical in my life. So I'm not like constantly fast paced, which is scientifically proven that you are going to heal a lot faster. So I do have that advantage. So this will apply mostly for slower runners. The slower you run, the better of a chance you're going to have with your recovery in that aspect. But other than that, all of these recovery tips should be able to apply to you. And if not, then don't do them. Just let them go. And you don't want to try to conform to somebody else. Be your own person. Figure out what works for you. And so my first favorite recovery tip is relaxing, sleeping, getting rid of any stress or anxiety you have. And that is going to go for both running physically and spiritually, because God talks about rest so many times in scriptures. Well, yes, it would be in scriptures, but I wish I would have brought some verses with me. I'll have to link some of the verses I've referenced to in the description below, or you can, I'll put the description. I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm like doing a bunch of batching and I feel like my words are all mixing together. And I have like different thoughts for different podcasts. So I apologize. I am really sorry. But like I said before, I will post the blog post, which will have the scriptures written out if you want to see all of those. But like, he set aside a Sabbath day once a week for us. And then I'm pretty sure that he wants the land to rest every 7 years as well. And he added so many different biblical feast days and rest days and like parties, in a sense, that he wanted the Israelites, his people, to follow. And there was Sabbath stirring those festivals. And like, he's very big on rest. When Jesus gave the disciples power to go out and preach the gospel and heal people when he was on earth, when they came back, he told them apart for a little while and rest. And you see in scripture lots of times where Jesus departed alone and he rested and he prayed. And so figure out what calms you down. I know running may calm you down. A lot of people, that's why they run, is because it's a stress reliever for them. But don't try, and if you're trying to recover in a physical sense, you don't want to push your body before it's ready. So find something that really just calms you down. So like meditating on scripture, listening to music, talking with friends, sitting by yourself, reading, cuddling up by a campfire. Just figure out what really calms you down and focus on doing that after a time of recovery. And then the second one would be really focusing on Christ, because it says if we keep our minds on Him, He will fill us with peace. And a lot of times when we're trying to recover, we have all of these thoughts of what we could have done better, what we could have done differently. And of course, jot those down, but take them to God and just really let Him go. It says in Philippians to take our requests to God with thanksgiving and share it all so that He can fill us with His peace, because we know that He is trustworthy. So that is going to be your second one, is to really pray and just let go of everything. And then the third one for me is active recovery. I notice the more I sit after a hard workout, both physically and spiritually or mentally or whatever, I really get stiff. And you can use foam rolling, you can do self-massaging, sort of the same thing. Walking, you can do, if you do stretching, do stretching, but just be advised that stretching is still a workout to your body. It does tear your muscles, and if you do a light stretch, it's making micro tears, whereas if you're doing a long stretch, then it is creating bigger tears. So just be aware that stretching does still use your muscles in a way that a light workout would. And walking is, I've heard a lot of people use walking as their recovery, especially in nature where they can be around, just be in God's creation. And that's been known for a long time, that being in nature really just calms people down. So you can use biking, you can use the stationary, you can use swimming. Just if active recovery works for you, you can try that. And just try it slowly, try it maybe after not so much of a hard workout to see how your body handles it. Some people really just need a complete rest, and that to me means you push yourself too much. So unless it was a race that probably was a little bit too hard of a workout for you. But I know sometimes if it's a spiritual workout, you really can't handle how hard you are working your spiritual muscles. And then for the fourth one, just sharing your, finding somebody you can talk to, or just journaling, even if you're an introvert or if you don't like to talk with people. Just journaling really helps me to, actually, I like to write like blog posts, and I like to share my experience with people and really get down as many details as I can, because that really helps me to think through things. And then what's helped me is after I write these down, or as I'm writing them down, I'm giving them in my heart to God. I am telling Him that I am writing this for Him, like I need Him to take it for me. And so that has been something. And talking with people too, just with somebody that will listen to you and if you can find somebody who's not going to try and fix you during your recovery, try and wait to talk to those kind of people until after you have recovered for, a few days at least. And then maybe allow them to share what you could have done differently or something. Because recovery, we are trying to recover. We're not trying to change stuff or become better. That is after the recovery process. And believe me, there will be a ton of people that will try to tell you what you should have done differently or tell you how crazy you were, or whatever. I mean, this could be physical and spiritual matter. And then number 5 is hydration. Hydrate your body with all of the water that you could have lost, all of the electrolytes. If it was a spiritual battle, don't think that you did not lose electrolytes. During a battle, spiritually, you are naturally stressed. You're on, you're going to have more, what do they call those? Oh, why can't I think of the word? You're going to have more of those hormones that release the fight or flight atmosphere into your body. So you're going to lose electrolytes because that's what stress does. It takes electrolytes out of your body. So make sure, whether it is physical or spiritual that you are recovering from, make sure you are hydrating properly, especially if you really are sweating or you really did sweat. Make sure you hydrate. And then number 6 is nutrition. So this is going to be for God's word of nutrition, really making sure that during your downtime you are staying on guard for any lies or fears that Satan may throw at you, because he definitely will, with all of the "I wonder if I had done this" or "I wonder if I had done that" thoughts that are going to pop into your head. He is going to try and find something that he can get at you with. So just make sure you are filling yourself with God's word during recovery, both physically and spiritually, because you are having those what if thoughts come through your mind during a recovery. But really make sure you are also eating physical nutrition, because your body does depend on nutrition in order to recover, especially if you have been stressed. So don't take this time as a time to fast unless God leads you to do so, because your body needs to be hydrated. It needs to be, what would you call that? It needs nutrition. I my mind is going 100 miles a minute. I'm really sorry. So the 7th one could very easily be anti-inflammatories. I know for after physical workouts, I put essential oils on, like mainly my calves and my Achilles, because those are my problem muscles. But I will put anti-inflammatory essential oils on that, because it will take the inflammation away and really get your circulation going so that recovery can start. Normally, inflammation shows that there is a problem going on in your body. So if you can, and it pauses healing in a sense. So if you can eliminate or minimize the inflammation so that your body can actually start healing, that's really going to help you. The inflammation is, it just surrounds whatever the problem is so that your body is less likely going to be injured. So it's sort of like a band-aid. So if you cut yourself and there's nothing around that you can take care of it with, it's sort of like a band-aid that you put over that cut until you can get somewhere to where you can clean it out or do whatever. But just if you use inflammatories for the spiritual part as well. That's going to really help calm you down and really keep your circulation going so that your body can recover after a spiritual workout, because the spiritual and the physical really go hand in hand with a spiritual workout, because you are stressing your body out. You are using your body. And that's why a lot of people stress eat, because their body is looking for nutrition to replace what it is losing through the stress. So those are my top 7 tips for recovery. Hopefully you guys can try and implement them, see if they work for you. Just remember that I am not a doctor. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a counselor. I am just giving you what I do for myself, and sort of as a disclaimer, don't take my advice over your doctor or your physician or just whatever you have. This is just for learning purposes. Talk to them about what you should do. But thank you guys so much for listening. I had a lot of fun really thinking through the different recovery tips that I have had, and these 7 are really my go-tos for physical and spiritual recovery. And it has really helped me. I've noticed my recovery, the more I use this, my recovery is very, very short. It's been getting a lot shorter, and I've been healing a lot faster. But that also, don't forget that the naturally faster of a runner you are, you're gonna take a little bit longer to recover, just because you're using more muscle, you're tearing your muscles more, and just scientifically that has been, you are going to damage your body more than if someone is running slow. So I hope you guys found some of these things helpful. I hope you are able to implement some of them and really see some improvement in your recovery time. Don't forget, you can use this for spiritual workouts as well. So if you have an argument with somebody, or if God is telling you to do something that you really are struggling with, that can also be a spiritual recovery. Or if you are having an attack from the enemy, or if something really stressful is going on in your life, all of these tips can be used for that just as well as the physical. I love you guys, and I will see you in 2 weeks for another mid-month motivation. I will be doing the interviews either as extra podcast or in place of my normal ones, but I think I will keep the mid-month motivations in there because I really like how short they are, and just because I have a lot of fun just sharing something that God has been working on with me in a short amount of time. I feel like it really stretches my brain. So thank you for listening, and I will see you in a couple weeks. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing so that you don't miss an episode. And head over to our website at bestillandrun.com and check out our blog post. We have a 12-week free program that is donation only, and you don't pay a dime until after you have gone through the program. I want to make sure that you really like it, make sure you really get the best out of it, and I know a lot of times money can get in the way of people's decisions, so I really wanted to make that an option for everyone. And then we also have monthly coaching, which will be coming out soon. I am so excited to be able to work one-on-one with you gals. I really think that this stuff that God has been teaching me will really help you, and hopefully you will be able to relate with some of the things I've gone through, some of the things that I have been in, and really be able to draw from my experience and learn without going through it yourself, and just be able to skip the learn by experience, as everybody calls it. And Lord willing, the interviews that we will be doing will also be on YouTube if you want to check those out instead of listening to them on here. I really like the face-to-face interviews. Those are a lot more fun and a lot more interactive rather than if it was just an audio. And we really want to help you be able to see that we are normal people as well. We have mistakes, and we're not going to come dressed up and trying to present ourselves in a way that we are not. We really try to encourage the people we are interviewing to be themselves, to just dress and act the way they normally would, so that way we can be our normal, authentic selves, and you can too. So I am really excited about those. I really can't wait to dive into all of that is coming up. And we also are starting quarterly newsletter, which you can get by email or text. We can send out the link, and this will share the top blog posts, the top podcasts, any announcements that we have, any way that we feel we may need to share something with you, or prayer requests or praise reports. The details on that are still coming through, but you can get your name on the list, so then that way we can get it out to you as soon as it is done. I'm Lord willing, we want to get one out before the end of March, so that way we can have one for the first quarter. And then the next one will be the end of June, and then it'll keep continuing. So whenever you hop on, we'll just send you the next one that is in line. So I will leave you guys until the next episode, but don't run away. Like, stay tuned. We have a lot of stuff that we really want to start pouring into you. And also, if you have anything you would like us to talk about on the podcast, or have someone you want us to interview, please head over to the website and fill out the form on, I think it's bestonerun.com/podcasts. And then the form will be, I think, at the top. I'll have to check, but I'm pretty sure it's at the top, and you'll fill that out and write down what you would like us to share on here. So again, I love you guys. I can't wait to get connected with you.